shall we pray? A gracious, everlasting Father, we thank you this morning for your goodness and mercy to every one of us. It is piano in our lives to witness the beginning of another week. Thank you for taking us through this past week. Thank you for your cares, your provision, your protection, journey mercies, your blessings in several ways, your intervention in our lives in different ways. Lord, we have the testimony that you have proven yourself faithful this past week. We thank you. Thank you for all the journeys during this week, your protection over every one of us. Thank you for bringing us back to your house. We are committing ourselves to you for this special service that we have started on Wednesday. Father, Lord, we are continuing this morning. Our Father, we pray, gracious Lord, the very purpose why you cause this word to be stored, even for us, for the bride, we have need of the food in this time when there is famine of the world everywhere. We are grateful, Almighty Father. We are praying for revelation. We are praying for understanding. This revelation of the seven seals have been preached many years ago. You have revealed it to your servant. And by this, your sons and daughters have come into your kingdom. Lord, you have used this same message. The revelation contains the seven seals and the ones that follow, to make the Bible new to us again. We are committing ourselves to you as we have come as needy people. You know our desires. You know our expectations. May we not go empty-handed. Jehovah, take control of the entire services of the day. May we see your glory. May we see your power. May we be witnesses of your great majesty. Lord, glorify your name. Give each of us testimony and hide us under the blood. Have your way. Let your spirit take preeminence as we commit ourselves to you, for that you will forgive our sins and our shortcomings, that nothing will stand against us as we come before you. Thank you. All the glory and honor will be yours at the end of the day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. God bless you. As we welcome ourselves to the house of the Lord for the Sunday school, which is a continuation of the teaching on the revealed seven seals. The reveal, I want to retitle it that. I'm not preaching on the revelation of the seven seals. I am teaching on the revealed seven seals. It's revealed already. And so we are just trying to feed on it again. So let's open our Bible to Revelation chapter 6. There's a provision for interpreter for Yoruba at the back. We will not entertain that in the Sunday school here, because we'll just have about 40 minutes here. So if we take interpreter, it will shorten our time. So let's open our Bible to Revelation chapter 6. We'll read verse 1 to 2. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. You can please be seated. This is a tremendous sermon. It's preached for 2 hours 48 minutes. Then you can imagine the content. So, I had to do a great job to try to compress and bring it to a few things that we can accommodate within the time. Let me say, it might be possible that we may not finish the first seed within these 40 minutes, because it's the most voluminous of all of them. It's preached for 2 hours, 48 minutes, and that's the highest. The fifth seed is next to it, and the sixth seed is next to it. So the second seed is 2 hours, 18 minutes. The third seed is 2 hours, 11 minutes. So they are not as voluminous as the first seed. So having this first seed established, then the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, to the seventh become very easier for us. Because most of the things that we will talk in this first seed, we will not need to refer to them again. Because the second seed is one first seed plus. And the third seed is third seed plus first and second seeds. And that's how it goes. So, having this first seed well established, then God bless you. Last Wednesday when we started, we stopped at the point where we were trying to look at the messengers for the ages. Well, I may not use the chart that I discussed with Brother Shaw, but do you have the chart that talks about the tribal order of the children of Israel? Okay. When we get there, we'll cross the bridge. Now, in paragraph 188, we were speaking about the messenger to the ages, which the Lord Jesus Christ himself told us that in Revelation chapter 1 verse 20, he told us who they are, that they were the angels to the seven churches. And out of these messengers, they are referred to as messengers, and they are referred to as angels to the Gentile churches, as we have in Revelation chapter 2 to Revelation chapter 3, to the angel of the church of Laodicea, right. To the angel of the church of Smyrna, right. Up to the angel of the church of Laodicea, right. These messengers are the same thing as the angel of the church. They are earthly beings. They are human beings. As we went through in the seven church ages, Rapport was one of them. Martin, one of them. Irenaeus, one of them. Martin Luther, one of them. Columba, one of them. Wesley, one of them. And Brabham, one of them. So they are earthly angels. They are not heavenly angels. Praise be to God. And so, out of this, because of God's own ordination and his plan, predestinated plan, he ordained that the first, because by his foreknowledge he knew that there was going to be some loose ends that would be left after the first church age. Loose ends in the sense of addition to God's word in a way, creed and dogma coming in, and then taken away from God's word. God knew it. So because he knew that, that was why he gave a promise in Joel chapter 2 from verse 28 that I will restore, as we read on Wednesday. So what God wants to restore are the things that have been lost as far as the doctrine that was given to the church by Brother Paul through the help of the Holy Spirit. And so the church was no longer in the standard that it was on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost was given and the church, came into play. And Brother Paul came up as the messenger to that age. And he gave the church all that the church needed to scale through. But in the course of time, now these loose ends were responsible for by what we are going into now. Praise be to God. So God ordained that the first messenger was a prophet. He brought the word. He had the capacity to hear from God. He said, I received it by the revelation of Jesus Christ. I was not taught by man. That's prophetic. And so to be able to get the word of God and give to the people,
is prophetic.
It's not ordinary. And he was the first messenger.
And then for restoration again to also take place, it will not take a reformer. It will not take another person. And that was why God made a promise for the end time, giving us a promise of a dispensational prophet. Because the first messenger was a dispensational prophet who brought the war for the Gentiles. And then for that same quality of the war, the way it was given to be restored back, it has to be the same capacity, if not higher, to be able to restore back. Because when I say higher, remember what the Lord told our prophet, that there is no ministry. He has a greatest office outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. So he's in the same capacity as a prophet to hear from God. And by him, from the standard report said, we are able to see exactly what God was doing in the ages, and then we are able to bring those things back by what God made known unto him. Praise be to God. Let me read that paragraph 188 again. All right. And I was talking about the messengers to the age. Let me read precisely 200, because that one will still take our time. Let's read 200, because we don't have so much time to. The last angel, earthly angel, the angel come down from heaven, it was in him. The angel that came down from heaven was Revelation chapter 10. Okay? He come from heaven, but he is speaking here of the voice of the seventh angel. Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. Please, I want you to follow. Don't let anything decide your time, because if you miss one part of it, to be able to connect it again might be very, very difficult. And so, but he is speaking here of the voice of the seventh angel. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel. And that's the earthly angel, the messenger, the angel to the church of Laodicea, which is William Aaron Braham. The last angel, earthly angel. This angel come down from heaven, that is the capital A angel in Revelation chapter 10. Angel means it wasn't him, he come from heaven, but he is speaking here of the voice of, it was the heavenly angel, Christ himself, that was speaking of the earthly angel. Revelation chapter 10. Let's follow this. It's in 196 of this. But in the last days, in this last age, the messenger is not to start any reformation, but is to take all the mysteries that those reformers let off. Reformers. The messengers. Alright, we have this. Okay. Just leave that so that I don't Majority of us were here on Wednesday. Abby, if you are here on Wednesday, let's see your hands up. Thank God. So, this is Paul, this is Reynolds, this is Columbus, this is Luther, this is Wesley, this is Abraham. Are they complete seven? All right. Martins, Reynolds, this is Paul. Irenaeus, Martins, Columbus. It's complete. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This Paul was a prophet. This William Brown, a prophet. These are reformers. The remaining five were reformers. They were not prophets. Because the word of God didn't come to them, that it came to Paul and that it came to William Aaron Braham. They weren't interpreting scriptures, but they had a theme for their age, whereby which they were known with,
That was like Luther was known with justification. The just shall live by his faith. And Wesley was known with what? With sanctification. Because God began the restoration of the church from the fifth church age. Are you with me? All right. So, in the course of time, from here to here, loose ends enter into the church. That's what he's saying here. He said, but in the last days, in this last age, the messenger is not to start any reformation. The five messengers in between Paul and Abraham, they've done that. But the last messenger is to take all the mysteries that those reformers let off and gather them together and solve them to the people. Let me just read it again. It sounds so good to me. I like to read it. That's Revelation chapter 10 now, from verse 1. I saw another, if you keep going, you'll see it. I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven. You have to be fast because we don't have time. I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was like the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. We are talking about that one when we're teaching on the bridge between the seven church ages and the seven seas. How many of us? All right. Now, we saw the same thing, which was Christ. And we know Christ is always the messenger to the church. All right. He is called the pillar of fire. You see it? During Wednesday, when we're picking, he was the pillar of fire. The angel of the covenant and so forth. And he had in his hand a little book opened. Now, the seas has done been broken. He has opened it. We are breaking them now, but this, the thing is open. And he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the earth. And he cried. Who cried? This Christ. And he cried. So, yeah. And he cried with a loud voice as when a lion roared. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Man, they complete. And when the seven uttered their voices, I, John, was about to write what? What they said, what the thunder said. And I had a voice from heaven, God, send unto me. You see it? God telling John, send unto me. This brother, I'm speaking here. That's why I didn't open the scripture to read from. That's why I'm reading from here. First seal. God said unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and ran them not. Don't write them, see? And the angel which I saw stand upon the heart lifted up his hand to heaven and swore by him that lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and the things in their earth and the earth and the things that are therein and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. Watch! Don't forget this now as we go. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Who said it? Christ himself said it. The last messenger, the last angel, earthly angel. The angel come down from heaven. It wasn't him. It wasn't the one that proclaimed that. That's Christ. You see, capital H, speaking of Christ. It wasn't him. He come from heaven, but he is speaking here of the voice of the seventh angel, which is, angel means a messenger. Anybody knows that. And the messenger to the church age, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, small letter angel, when he shall begin to sound the mystery, the seven seas, all the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants the prophet. The entire mystery is unfolded. That's the ministry of that angel. Which angel? The seventh angel. When I say which angel, you mention his name. So mentioning his name will make me to know that you know the angel you're talking about. The angel has a name now. We know his name. You mention his name. If we can say the angel of the church Philadelphia. If we say the church of angel of the church of Philadelphia, it's Wesley. So will it be too difficult for us to say the angel of the church of Laodicea is William Branham? He's the one that identified them. So he didn't put his name there truly, but that is the manner of true prophets. Like John, when he was asked, who are you? Of course, he knew he was the forerunner.
He knew what, but he did not say, I am this, I am this. But he referred them to the scripture. So every time, the prophet will point us to the scripture and will tell us that this and this and this will be the nature of that prophet, and this is what he will do. It's only people that have their eyes open that we know that this is the man. We are not looking for another person. There's no other person that's even qualified. If anybody come, many people are coming up to say they are the messenger to this, this, and this. And Yorubas are going to pala le nuni. They're just saying rubbish. But they can deceive others who are meant to be deceived. But we are not part of that by the grace of God. Amen. The entire mystery is unfolded. That's the mystery of that angel. See? Be so simple, people just drop over the top of it. But yeah, it will be perfectly vindicated. It will just be perfectly known. See, everybody that wants to see it can see it. Eh? That's right. Jesus said, as he said when he come, you got eyes and can't see. Isaiah said you did see, and you got ears and can't hear. That scared me. I look back here, there, at that clock. Okay, he was looking at the clock. So what we are trying to establish now is to conclude our thoughts on the messengers. All right, we have said now that this first messenger and this the last messenger were prophets. Praise be to God. Now, coming to further in this thing, we now want to look at when from the text that we read, we are moving forward now. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder. The prophet said, what is the thunder? 139. Let's come there. We'll read from there. Now, you see, let's just read it a little bit more now. I want to get this. Just we read it. I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. What happened? And I heard at his words, it was the noise of a thunder. Oh, how I like to dwell on that just a few minutes. And I hope now that all the people that know these things and are waiting for the consolation of the Lord will now study real close and on the tapes also. We are the ones on the tape that we, you will think of this. The first thing happened. Now, we are beginning with this now. The first thing happened. When that Lamb broke that first seal, a thunder roared. Now, that has got a significance. It's significant. It got a meaning. It has a meaning. Nothing happens without a meaning. All right? A thunder roared. Wonder what that thunder was. Now, let's read in the book. Now, the prophet was... Now, remember this revelation that was given to him. Gradually, is breaking the first seal down for us. Because there are different parts to that symbol. So he's picking the symbol by symbol, breaking it down for us to, and by the time, because they are written in symbols, it can't be understood. And that's why there's a promise that in the days of the first of the seventh angel, the mystery of God shall be finished. The prophet did the revelation of the seven seals. The thunder. What the voice of the thunder said. On Wednesday, we read here in the seventh church age book that all the mystery contained in the seven seas are the thunders. Are you with me? All right. And so, we continue. The first thing happened when the Lamb broke, there was a significance to that. Now, we're going to read John chapter 12 very, very quickly. And then we're going to start from verse 23. And Jesus answering them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Paragraph 143. See, you are at the end of an age there. His ministry is ending. See, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. What about the hour has come that his bride, when his bride must be taken away? What? The hour has come that
time shall be no more, that Jesus Christ echoed. The angel is ready to set one foot on the land and the other one on the sea with a rainbow over him, his feet, and say, time has run out. And besides that, he raised off his hand and swore that time will be no more. When this happens, how perfect is this? A sworn affidavit to the church that it will happen. The time comes when rapture will take place. So it's going to happen one of these days. All right? The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled. Jesus praying. You say, where? Him coming to the end of the road, and you got trouble? What does he make you think when some great spiritual something happens that troubles you? Oh my. Now is my soul troubled. Sorry. Now is my soul troubled. This thing I lighted wrongly for me. Now my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this world, unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name, that the Son glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people said that stood by, that heard it, they said, it thundered. The prophet is now preaching to us the meaning of the thunder. When the first beast opened, the first sea, I heard, as it were, the noise of a thunder. The prophet said it has a significance. It's not just there. There's a reason why it thundered. That's what the prophet is narrating to us. Then, when the Lamb took the book and broke the first seal, God spake from the eternal throne to say what that seal was to be revealed. Did you hear that? Then, when the Lamb took the book and broke that first seal, God spoke from his eternal throne. To say what that seal was to be revealed. But when he placed before John, it was in a simple form. But when John saw it, it was still a mystery. Why? It wasn't even revealed right then. It cannot be revealed until what he said here at the end time. But it come in a symbol. When it thundered, remember, a loud clapping noise of a thunder is a voice of God. In other words, that thunder was God's voice that spoke. In other words, if we could read it like that, because the prophet said the thunder is God's voice, we could say, and I saw when Elijah opened one of the seas, and I heard, as it were, the noise of a thunder. I heard God speak, the voice of God. When God speaks, it's a thunder. Now, where we read in John chapter 12 here, when Jesus spoke, Father, glorify the Son. And God spoke back to him and said, I have glorified and we glorified. The people that heard did not hear the word clear. What they heard was like a thunder. So the people said, it thundered. But the prophet said, Jesus, it was revealed to Jesus. He knew what the Father said because he was talking. The great spirit, not that there is a different spirit outside of Jesus Christ. The great spirit inside of him that spoke. Now, we must understand that God is mysterious. God is mysterious. The book of John chapter 3 verse 13 tells us about, and no man has ascended up to heaven
But he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven, yet he was here on the earth. That's not a grammatical mistake. It's not a grammatical mistake. It's not a grammatical mistake. The Son of Man, who actually should be who? It's old English, which? Who is in heaven? While he was physically here talking to Nicodemus, he was telling Nicodemus that I am still in heaven. The great spirit that was in him. Are you with me? Yes. The body is the carrier that is prepared for sacrifice. Hallelujah. So he had, that is why he could pray and say, Father, save me from this hour. He was talking to the great spirit in him. So, and the Father spoke. The voice of the Father is in form of thunder. Oh, look at Mount Sinai when God was speaking to Moses. Thunder here and there. It was God talking to Moses. The children of Israel could not bear it. They told Moses, go and talk to God. Let God know, lest we die. You know? Praise be to God. So it thundered. When John saw it, it was still a symbol. Paragraph 146. Why? It wasn't even revealed right then. It cannot be revealed until when it said here at the end time. But it come in a symbol. When the thundered, remember a loud clapping noise of a thunder is a voice of God. That's what the Bible says. See, a clap of thunder. Remember, Abraham also had that experience. When he was with some other people, and the experience God was giving to him towards the revelation of these seven seas, he was to pick something from this thing and a thunder. You know, there was a time that, not even that, there was a time that he was with brethren and he thundered. And the brethren said, what is that? The brethren said, he had judgment eating the West Coast. But what they had, what did the people hear? They had the thunders. So, see, that is God's way. And that is why the prophet said that any revelation that will not follow, that is not going to dote with the scripture, is not from God. Praise be to God. So God spoke. It was a thunder, the voice of God. So the Bible says that a clap of thunder, they thought it was a thunder, but it was God. He understood it. That is Christ. Jesus understood it, for it was revealed to him. See, it was a thunder. And notice, the first seal opened. The first seal, when it was opened in the symbol form, he thundered. When he opened the symbol form, he did what? He thundered. Now, what about when it opens in his reality form? Man, he thundered as soon as the lamb struck back the sea. And what did he reveal? Not of itself. Oh, merciful Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When the second bell, first boy was ringing. Ah, that's all right. God bless you. We continue with the main service. Let's bow our heads. God bless you, sir.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the beginning of the blessings you have in store for us this day. Thank you for your grace upon your servants. Thank you very much for passing through him unto us. Lord, understanding and revelation come from you. Help us, our Father. Open our understanding. We pray, O Lord, our God, you will help us to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. We will not listen to the enemy. We will not cooperate with the devil to cheat us in any way, in any form, in any manner. Lord, open our heart. May the anointing, oh Lord our God, that follow this word be our portion, Lord. Thank you, our Father. We pray that you further help your servant as the service continues in the main services. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, Lord.